You are listening to Koinonia Church, passion for God, compassion for people.
Amen. Hello, people of God. My name is Pastor Charles, but I've renamed myself as Pastor Charles, that's C-H-A-W-Z. I want to thank God for this opportunity to speak to the people of God here, the kingdom of God here at Koinonia. I was asking the Lord, what is it he would have me to minister to this people and in this time and in this place? And the title of this particular message is Christocentric, a call back to the center. Christocentric, a call back to the center. How that Jesus Christ, he is the center of it all. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 15, and it reads as follows. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist, that is, hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. 2020 has been a very challenging year for us here in the United States and the world abroad. We have had, we are in the midst of a pandemic, relationships, employment, political elections, and fellow citizens and family members passing away. We also find that division and discord abounding all throughout the world and in the nation. The atmosphere has been toxic. We are primed for refreshing from the Lord, a renewal, a revival, restoration, and healing. Christ is and always will be our answer. For he is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Kingdom people, we must come back to the center. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. You have in America what is called politically those who are on the left and the far left, those who are on the right and the far right. You have Democrats, you have Republicans, you have those who call themselves conservatives and liberals. And in the midst of all this, the enemy of our soul, the devil, has come in and he has caused division, not only in the nation, but also in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that division is not in the heart of God. You find in Psalm 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Paul talks about how that we should endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So we're going to, in order for us really to be healed and to come back together, we're going to have to focus all of our energies and all of our attention right back upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Christocentric, a call back to the center. I have 7 points and I will not stay long before you. But this first point, if we're going to come back to the center of who Jesus Christ is, we have to love him. Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5, it says, hear, O Israel, hear, O Koinonia, hear, O kingdom people. The Lord our God, he's one God, and we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. That's called the Shema of Israel. It was their confession of faith. They confessed it in the morning, in the evening, and in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening. We have to come back to love Jesus with all and with everything that we have. And when we love him, then we'll come under the command of love. Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. That's John 15 and 12. And then we'll find out how that our love for him and love for one another, it will cover the multitude of our sins, 1 Peter 4 and 8. And then we'll find out that love, perfect love, John says, it casts out all fear. That's 1 John 4 and 18. And then in Hebrews chapter 13 and 1, we'll find it says to let brotherly love continue in the kingdom or among us. So if we're going to come back to the center, Christos central, we have to love him. We have to return to our first love. And if we're honest with ourselves, if we don't watch out, the Bible says, because iniquity will abound, the love of many will wax cold. And we have to be honest that the love of many has waxed cold. So if we can come back to Christ, we want to come back and we want to love him. That's the first point. Here's my second point here. The second point is we look to him. Hebrews 12 and 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author, listen, and the finisher of our faith. We look to who? We look to Jesus. We look to him for everything that we need in life. Paul says, and our God, he'll supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. That's Philippians 4 and 19. We look to him. Why? Because he is lovely. He's desirable. He's worthy. He's wonderful. Amen. We look to him because, listen, he will finish what he started in you, and he will finish what he started in me. Philippians 1 and 6, that he's able to complete, he's able to finish what he started. We're talking about Christocentric, a call back to the center, because Jesus, he has prayed already in John chapter 17, and he prayed for our unity in diversity. But division has come in the midst of the nation, but also in the midst of the house of God. And we have everything that we need that pertains unto life and to godliness for our unity. So the first point is we have to love him. The second point, we look to him. Here's the third point right here. It's very important. We listen to him. We listen to him. Revelations 2:11, it says that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. In Matthew 17, on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Peter, James, and John went with Christ, something wonderful happened there. But Peter says, hey, Lord, let us build three tents, three tabernacles, one for you, one for Elijah, one for Moses. The Bible says a cloud overshadowed them and said, this is my beloved son. Here it is, beloved people of God. This is my beloved son. Hear him. We have to listen to him. And then Jesus said in John chapter 10, how that as his sheep, we will hear his voice, but the voice of strangers, we will not follow. Christ will always, listen, tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Why? Because he is truth. John 14, 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by and through me. We're talking about Christos-centric, how that Christ, he is the center of it all. Christ is the base. He's the beauty. He's the boundary and the balance of life. The center of Christ's being is grace and truth. He was full of grace and truth. And so, people of God, there's a call from the Spirit of God for us to come back to the center. Those who are on the left and the far left, those who are on the right and the far right, if you're in the kingdom of God, there's a call from God to come back to the center. And we're coming back, listen, to Christ. Why? Because first of all, we have to come back to love him. Secondly, listen, we're looking to him for everything that we need. And third, we're going to listen. We're going to listen to him because Christ will always tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And he will never listen. He will never mislead us. He will never deceive us nor lie to us, which causes a bewitchment in our hearts. So we have to listen to him. That's the third point, beloved people of God. Here's the fourth point. I'm going to try to slow down. Oh, but I'm feeling excited. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty, Christocentric, a call back to the center. First point, we love him. Second point, listen, we look to him for everything that we need, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Then listen, we listen to him. Remember in John chapter 2, at the wedding of Canaan, they ran out of wine. And Mary told them, listen, they ran out of wine, they were panicking. And Mary told them, listen, whatever he says to you, just do it. Why? Listen to him, because he knows what he's talking about. Here's the fourth point right here. The fourth point. I'm preaching fast. Good God Almighty. Listen, we learn from him. Ooh, Lord, Matthew chapter 11, 28 and 29. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Here it is. He says, and learn of me. He says, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What can we learn from him? Man, this is, I'm telling you, it's so hard to talk about Jesus. He's an indescribable Christ. We're just really scratching the surface. But what can we learn from him? We can learn, listen, God's word. Remember Mary and Martha. He came to the house of Mary and Martha. And Martha was encumbered about. But the Bible says Mary knew that Jesus was in the house and she sat at his feet. Listen, to hear the word of God. What can we learn from him? We can learn God's word because he is the word. What can we learn from him? We can learn, listen, how to do the will of God. Not my will, but thy will be done. We can learn to do the will of God. What can we learn from Christ? We can learn, listen, God's ways. The scripture says of the children of Israel, they wanted to know the acts of God, but the Bible says Moses knew the ways of God. Write down Psalms 86 and 11. And the psalmist says, to teach me thy ways, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Then he says, unite my heart to fear your name. We can learn from him. What else can we learn from him? Listen, in the midst, we can learn how to go through, listen, our temptations, our tests, and our trials. We have been tested here in the world and in the United States. We have been tested. And I have been tested in the midst of this pandemic. And you know what I found out? When God weighed me in the balance, I was found lacking. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I was found lacking. We're talking about Christocentric, a call back to the center, back to the Lord Jesus Christ. We hit four points. I got three more points. I'm going to let you go. The first point, we talked about how that we have to come back, listen, to our first love, to love him. And then in this life, here's the whole key of life, is we look to him. And then while we're looking to him, sometimes he's going to speak something to us. So we listen to him. And not only do we listen to him, listen, we learn from him because he is the greatest teacher. We learn from him. Here's the fifth point right here. Five is a number of grace. Ooh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. We learn from him. Here's the fifth point. We lean on him. Say what? We lean on him. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning. We're safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning. We are leaning on the everlasting arm. Jeremiah 17:5 says, listen, cursed is the man that trusts in man, that makes flesh his arm. Never make flesh our arm, because flesh is temporal. The prophet Isaiah, he cried out. The Spirit told him to cry out. This is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. He says, what shall I cry? He says, all flesh is grass. The grass will wither and the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord shall endure forever. So we lean on him. Listen, in every season of life, in the times of our trouble, in the times of our struggles, when there's stress, struggle, and strain, when we have pain and we feel drained, listen, we lean on him, because the Lord, he is our strength. The Lord is our song, and he is our salvation. That's Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. So we lean on him. Good God Almighty. Lord, can I give you the sixth point? I'm going to give you this sixth point. I'm about ready to have a rupture, or I'm about ready to rapture. I don't know. Here's the sixth point right here. We lavish our praise on him. Ooh, good God Almighty. We lavish our praise on him. We're talking about Christocentric, a call back to the center. Our first point, listen, we love him. Our second point, listen, we look to him for everything in life. Our third point, listen, beloved people of God, we listen to him. The voice of a stranger we shall not follow. We listen to him because he will tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Even if it has to hurt us, he's going to tell us the truth. So we listen to him and we learn from him because he's a gracious teacher. Point five, listen, we lean on him in every season of life. In our times of trouble, when we're stressing, struggling, and straining, we lean in on him. But I got to hit this one right here. I love this. Listen, we lavish our praise on him. Good God Almighty. We do what? We lavish our praise on him. You gotta get your praise on. Get your praise on. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Something that every man can afford. Start patting your feet, clapping your hands before you know you're giving God a dance. Go get your praise on. Amen. Praise must be practiced before it becomes perpetual. We read in Psalms 119:164, the psalmist says, listen, seven times a day will I praise you. And then the psalmist said in Psalms 34:1, he says, I'll bless the Lord, listen, at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, there's a difference between your praise and his praise. The Bible says that, listen, when we praise the Lord, we ought to make his praise glorious. Good God Almighty. The psalmist says, listen, how that praise, listen, is comely for the upright. Praise looks good on you. Praise looks good on me. The Bible says that God has given us, Isaiah said, he's given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When you put the garment of praise on and begin to bless the Lord and shabbat the Lord, it's not an ill-fitting garment. And you have to activate it by sometimes opening your mouth. Sometimes, listen, we have to clap our hands. Sometimes we have to sing a song. Sometimes the psalmist says we have to leap for joy. Sometimes we have to move our feet and give God a dance. We have to lavish our praise on him, listen, because he is worthy. But this is what I've learned about praise. Is God just, listen, he just don't get into praise when we start praising him. He has to wait until the praise is perfected. This is in Psalm 65:1. The Bible says, praise waiteth for you, O God, in Zion. And God, he waits for the praise to be perfected. And once the praise is perfected, then listen, Psalms 22:1, he says, oh, he inhabits the praises of his people. Woo, good God Almighty. He gets in, listen, when the praise is perfected. Now, let me ask you this. When was the last time you praised God seven times a day? You said, Pastor Charles, it's been a long time since I've really praised God. That's why we're talking about Christocentric. Listen, there's a call by the Spirit of God, listen, to get back to the center, back to who Jesus Christ is. Good God Almighty. And last but not least, we talked about, listen, how that we have to love him. How that we look to him. He's altogether lovely. He's altogether worthy. He's altogether wonderful to me, wonderful to us. We look to him. Then we listen to him. God is speaking to you now. Perhaps you have a life situation. Listen to him, because he's going to tell you what is right and what is true. Then listen, we learn from him. We learn from him. What a friend we have in Jesus, all of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We learn from him. And then listen, we lean on him. I like that. Whoo, good God Almighty. You say, well, Pastor Charles, I don't know if I can lean on the Lord. I'm a gangster. Yeah, you can still lean on him. You just have to lean with a gangster, with a gangster lean. Amen. You can still lean on the Lord. Diamonds in the back, sun and rooftop, digging the scene with the gangster lean. You can lean on him with a gangster lean. Point six, then listen, we lavish our praise on him. The psalmist says in Psalm 113, verse 3, from the rising of the sun until the setting of the same, the name of the Lord shall be praised. And here it is. The last point, we linger in worship. Ooh, Lord. Good God Almighty, I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. Truly, the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Truly, the presence of the Lord is in this place. We linger in worship. Revelations 4:9-11. Write it down. Check it out. Worthy is the Lamb. Worship has been going on for I don't know how long, millions of years. Psalm 95:6-7. The psalmist says, come, let us worship and bow down. There's a Greek word, proskuneo. It means to bow down and to bend and to kiss the hand of the one that we adore. We bow down. Let me give you these few points and I'm closing out. We linger in worship. Here it is, beloved people of God. Real worship involves time and waiting. Real worship is going to take, it involves time and waiting on the Lord. When we're weary, when we're worn, when we're worried, when we're in the midst of warfare, listen, worship is the key. Let me give you the second point. Worship is a privilege and the highest honor that we can offer to the Father. Worship is a privilege and it is the highest honor that we can offer to the Father. Revelations talks about how that we were made to worship. We were created for worship. Here's another thing about worship. Your worship and my worship, our worship will be, listen, acceptable or unacceptable. Because when we begin to worship God, what happens is when we hit the fire of the Holy Spirit, something is going to ascend. And it's either going to be sweet or sour. Your worship, my worship is going to be acceptable or unacceptable. Let me give you this next point here. Real worship from the heart will ascend and it releases a fragrance. Our God, he dwells in the third heavens. And that's where God desires for our worship to ascend. Listen, to the third heaven. And last but not least, listen, we're talking about lingering in worship. Well, I wish I had time to go and break this thing down like it's supposed to be broken down. Ooh, Lord, the balance of worship. Listen, here's the balance of worship. We have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said in John 4:24 that God is spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Spirit, listen, is the content of worship. But truth is the character of worship. There's a call, I believe, by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit, that he's calling us, not only, he's calling the church, kingdom people, back to the center, because we've been on the left and on the right far too long. It has caused division. And Jesus said this in Matthew's chapter 12, that when a house is divided, it cannot stand. If a kingdom is divided, it won't stand. If a nation is divided, it won't stand. He says, but it will be brought to desolation. But we, as the people of God, we have everything that we need. And what I'm asking God to do for all of us is let the healing begin in our nation and let the healing begin in the church. I close with this. Solomon says, if my people who are called by my name, this is in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God says, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will be the one who's doing the healing. Beloved people of God, I pray that this message has blessed your heart. And we pray that we would hear what the Spirit of God is saying, that we have to come back to the center, Christocentric. That is loving Jesus again, looking to him, listening to him, learning from him, lean on him, lavish our praise on him, and then we linger in worship. Amen and amen.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the message, and we hope to see you on a Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. Visit us online at kchamford.com, and if you want to support our ministry, click give. Koinonia Church. Passion for God, compassion for people.